been traveling round and round from the great northeast to Nashville down to Florida. We don't travel now for the winter and the snow. Scrape a little money together at the redneck bar. Put all the wine on the credit card.
Did we make enough?
We can fill the car with unleaded gasoline. If you've had enough or had near enough, you're sick and tired of that old man looking down on us. Come together as we think we got a plan. Save a teeny tiny traveling folk band. Save the songwriter, the snake charmer, iconoclast, a local farmer. Save a little for your sons and your daughters before it's all gone. God bless the ones that feel too much, talk too loud, who had enough to break what stands between all of us, the void, the lie, the truth. If you've had enough or had near enough, sick and tired of that old man looking down on us, come together as we think we got a plan. Save a teeny tiny traveling folk band. And it's hard,
and it's hard,
and it's hard to make a little money in this damn town. And it's hard. Singer, a songwriter, a bartender, a freelance Uber driver, a waiter, and a web designer. We're all bankers and dealers and backdoor barters, commonly referred to as
Kickstarters.
Have all your friends finally unfollowed you. If you've had enough or had near enough, you're sick and tired of that old man looking down on us. Come together, the rough and tumble's got a plan. Come together, we can fool our Uncle Sam. Come together, there's no wish like this command. Save a teeny, tiny, traveling folk band.
That's the Rough and Tumble with Teeny Tiny Folk Band from their 2017 album Cardboard and Christmas Lights. Now, the Rough and Tumble are new on our radar. In fact, we were turned on to them after checking out some videos on YouTube featuring Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler. The Rough and Tumble used to say that they were from Nashville before deciding that they preferred permanent life on the open road in their 16-foot camper with their dog. And they're on tour in Canada this April. We caught up with Mallory and Scott by the side of the road to learn more about their band. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Well, your story is so much fun. We started off with Teeny Tiny Folk Band because that actually was the first video I clicked open when I found out that you were coming on tour in Canada. And I was enchanted. I think that's the best way to put it. It's a great video that really tells a story about your music, and I think also a lot of other musicians who've decided to make music their life and obviously want to make sure that they can survive doing that. Without saying any more, though, I want to turn things over to you and get you to tell us a little bit about the band and how you got together.
Sure. Yeah, we met, I guess, going on 10 years ago.
Whoa.
We were at a like a study off-campus program for both of our respective colleges in Martha's Vineyard. And we spent a semester kind of making music together. And we both ended up in Black Mountain, North Carolina, after we graduated from our colleges, and then ended up in Nashville.
Yeah. We had a bit of a music commune sort of thing in Asheville, North Carolina for a while. And then after that fell apart, as postgraduate endeavors often do, especially when the word commune is involved. I ended up going to Nashville, and Scott followed shortly after. And I was in a rock and roll band, and Scott was doing his singer-songwriter sad songs. And And we both realized we enjoyed writing together more than we enjoyed trying to hack away at it alone.
Yeah.
So then we started writing together, and then we started touring together, and then we accidentally started dating, and now our whole life is pretty much wrapped up in the other person. But talk about codependence.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But we really... Man, I think it's interesting that you asked what do you want to say, or how do you make things work as a full-time musician for people who want to do that? That is, we don't know. I don't know the answer. I know what worked for us is that one winter it was cold and our landlord left us without heat for too many days, and we said enough is enough. We're tired of our day jobs. We're tired of, you know, scrubbing toilets and watching kids, even though we knew it's what we had to do to be able to tour. And we just went all in. We sold everything. We got the camper. Mm-hmm. We don't have a house anywhere anymore. And it's one of the best decisions we've ever made.
It's working for us. And we get to see a lot of great people all across the United States and now into Canada.
Yeah.
And
we get to see other people doing what we do in a totally different way. And it's fascinating to see how in a post music industry world, well, I mean, I guess the music industry lives no matter what, but in the new form of the music industry, it's really interesting to see how each person can sort of mold it to be what they need it to be in order to do music full time.
Yeah.
It's not exactly for the faint of heart, I don't think, but or maybe it is. We're a little faint of heart, but
so I think basically what you're saying, you need to have a lot of resilience, because there must be times when it's a lot harder being on the road, you know, perhaps going into an area you haven't been before, or getting to a town and finding out that the gig that you'd planned isn't quite what you thought you'd signed up for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have
you've been a musician before, it sounds like. You've been in a traveling band. It does take some resilience. But, you know, at the end of the day, we love doing what we do, and are just really thrilled to be able to share our music with other people. And, you know, with anything, there's, there are ups and downs, and it's...
We were just saying this morning that the decisions that we regret the most are the ones that we make out of fear, and I think that goes for this too. It's we had to say yes to this, and it's scary, and it's sometimes scary. All that we're actually scared to go to Canada. We should be no more scared to be in Canada than in the United States right now. For
right.
Sure.
I was going to say you should be happy to be going to Canada just now.
Yeah, I know. We're actually.
I think it's the coming back into the United States.
But I mean, even just going state to state, there's different, it's strange because there's a different culture that you step into almost every night. Even just going like venue to venue in the same city, it's just, you step into a different culture every night, and it takes, I think what it takes is a lot of listening and a lot of paying attention to the people around you and what they are doing. Not because we want to, you know, morph into those people, but so that we have a better understanding of where we are and how to best play, how to feel comfortable, and to not be afraid, you know, just because customs are different.
Yeah.
I mean, even from, you know, southern Michigan to northern Michigan where we've been, it's a totally different culture, you know, and it's fun to spend that time being a fly on the wall, but then to also be the one performing for the flies on the wall.
Totally.
So.
Yeah.
So if I asked you to tell me what the most important thing you've learned about life on the road from the point of view of, you know, trying to make it that you are taking your home with you, what would it be?
I think it's just to have faith in your fellow human beings. We are always amazed by the kindness of strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And
the kindness of friends, too.
And absolutely the kindness of friends.
And the strangers who become friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is important. I don't think that this is the kind of occupation you can be in and believe the worst about humanity. I think this is the kind of occupation that your survival depends on believing in kindness and believing that there is kindness out there to be found.
Yeah.
So tell us about the music. We started off with the wonderful Teeny Tiny Folk Band. I have trouble saying that. Teeny Tiny Folk Band from the album Cardboard and Christmas Lights. And again, you've got to go to YouTube or go to folkrootsradio.com so you can check out the video for that. But tell us about the music that you make.
Yeah, we it's just the two of us. And I started out primarily as a guitarist and, you know, kind of learned to sing as, you know, I started writing songs and Mallory...
I started off as a vocalist, and as we started creating music together, became more of an instrumentalist. Scott actually started bringing me home these toy instruments because when we started this band, I told him I'm not going to play an instrument in front of people. It makes me too scared, too nervous. And again, you regret the decisions that you make out of fear. So Scott brought me these toy instruments and said, hey, why don't you just make sound effects? You won't really be making music. You'll be making sound effects. And I thought, yeah, I can handle sound effects. And pretty soon toy instruments became real instruments. And now we are a two-person band that consists of a kick drum and a guitar and a harmonica and a toy piano and an accordion and a few rattles and shakers.
A couple banjos.
A couple banjos, a banjolele. Like, we are constantly morphing our sound with as many toys and broken instruments and things as we can to keep it interesting for us.
Yeah.
But also to, I don't know, it's another way to engage with our audience too. Like, whether somebody finds an interest in the accordion or the banjo or whatever it is, there's always something to talk about after the show. And
that's kind of the thing about folk music too, is that, like, you know, people for, you know, hundreds of years have been making music with what they have,
mm-hmm.
You know, just lying around in the house. And that's a fun element that we
love to explore.
Yeah. And love to continue.
Yeah.
And coming up with the songs themselves. I mean, you both write, do you tend to share ideas when you're on the road, or is it, you know, you retire to your separate corners and don't talk until you get out the burn again?
That's one of the, that's a good question. And it changes with every song. I think there was a time when Mallory and I would sit down and we used to have this table that we'd write on the tabletop, and we called it our writing table. And, you know, we could just sit down at the table and come out with, you know, with a song, you know, in a couple hours. And then, I don't know, other times it really takes a lot of work. And
other times we're driving through Nevada and it just happens. And it is a conglomeration of things. Sometimes I come up with more of the song, or sometimes Scott does. Sometimes we're just finishing each other's ideas or sentences. It changes also with where we are personally. Like, sometimes it's too hard to write with someone else right away. You need to, we're always going between wanting to feel independent and wanting to feel together. So depending on where we are on that pendulum depends on where we write, whether it's, yeah, in separate corners or in the middle of the room. So,
yeah.
I'd like to take a break with another song from Cardboard and Christmas Lights. And I want to play a really beautiful song entitled Take Me With You. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Take Me With You, we wrote, I think, right before we...
got on the road.
Yeah, bought our camper and got on the road. Mm-hmm. And
it was after a tough winter between the two of us. We were trying to figure out... This is a strange thing to be writing with the person that you are also dating, and at the time dating, now married to. And it's strange to be singing a song like that on stage too, mm-hmm. after you've written it. Kind of, I don't know. That's a tough song sometimes because anybody can relate to it. This idea of somebody saying, I'm done, I'm out of here. And if you had only thought to say, actually, if you want to go, I want to go with you, you know, mm-hmm. and it's so hard to say that thing sometimes because you want to let that person go and let them be angry and you want to be angry. But
right.
to have to say, actually, take me with you is, it was something that we had to say to each other in order to move into a camper.
Yeah.
together, yeah. and have no personal space,
yeah.
whatsoever.
Right.
So that song was born out of a tough winter and into a really beautiful part of our lives.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're really happy about that one.
Let's play that one just now. This is The Rough and Tumble with Take Me With You from their album Cardboard and Christmas Lights. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
We're the ones that turn the clocks. We keep all the windows locked at night. There's one light on. We wrote all the great love songs upon a square of kitchen wall. We write to sing and sing to soothe the soul. You know what it means to be forgotten. I know what it means to be alone. Next time you
That's The Rough and Tumble with Take Me With You from their album Cardboard and Christmas Lights. It came out this year. And Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today. They came on our radar after they sent us a message to let us know that they were coming on tour in Canada. And we checked out some videos, which, as I said at the start of this interview, were just absolutely fabulous, very engaging. And my sense, Mallory and Tyler, is that that's your live show, isn't it? That you really try and engage with the audience from as soon as you get on stage together?
Yeah, we have a great time. It's a matter of, you know, getting to know the audience as much as we're hoping the audience gets to know mm-hmm. us. And
well, and it's just fun for us too. Like last night, we played a show in Michigan, and we had somebody by the end of the show offering to give us a guinea hen. Like you don't get those kinds of interactions without also trying to interact.
Yeah.
We didn't take them up on the guinea hen.
No, we didn't have room. We travel with two dogs. We have Butter and the Pud.
And they sleep on stage with us whenever they can too.
Yeah. And so, we just didn't have room for a guinea hen.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Yeah, but it is that sort of, it's a whole family ordeal for us, with us and our two dogs. And so we hope that people feel like they're all in, too, and actually mm-hmm. stepping into our lives as much as we're stepping into theirs at the same time. And yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And when there's only the two of you and two dogs wandering around the country together for so long, it's just great to have other people to interact with.
So a typical show, is that two sets of your own music? Is that normally what you would do?
Often, yeah. Unless we're sharing a show with other people, we would have two sets of our own. And we have a few stories that we tell, a few, you know, few that haven't quite been written yet.
Yeah.
We try to be funny. It often doesn't work, but people are kind and they laugh at us anyway.
Yeah.
Tell us about the dates when you come to Canada. Is this your first trip across the border, or is this something you've done before?
You know, last year we were on our way from New York over to Michigan, and we popped up into Hamilton, Ontario, just very briefly and played one show. And we were so scared when we crossed the border because we, you know, it was our first time as a band, you know, going into Canada, and we forgot to exchange our currency, and we hadn't notified our bank that we were going into Canada. You know, we didn't have
cell phone service.
You know, we just didn't plan it right. But this year we did a better job, and I think we have something like 10 or 12 dates all throughout Ontario, and we're really excited to be visiting Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year in the United States, and so we're very excited to do some international travel.
Yeah, for sure.
We're playing in Guelph at the Cornerstone
on the 13th,
on April 13th, and have some Toronto shows and some...
One in Hamilton. We have one up in Barrie. Mm-hmm. We're kind of everywhere, and everywhere that we can get to in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so...
Well, it sounds like it's going to be lots of fun. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can go to theroughandtumble.com, or we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter.
Spotify. You can find us just about anywhere.
Yep. The local coffee shop before a show in your town.
Mm-hmm. Probably parked in your driveway.
Yeah. We try and be everywhere we can.
Which certainly sounds like you, I would say, life sounds fun. I got to admit, the fact the dogs get to go with you too, and that you have so much fun making music together, I think is wonderful.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank you for spending time to talk to us today. We're going to play one more song, and that is from your 2016 album, Pieces and Pieces. And it's actually the title track. So tell us a little bit about this one.
Sure. We had a good friend of ours making a short film called Pieces and Pieces, and she asked us to write the soundtrack for it, and it was all about post-traumatic stress disorder among women exiting the military, which is something that we personally didn't know about, so it was an opportunity for us to kind of step into someone else's boots for a little while and write from that perspective, and it was a difficult project for sure to write, but we gained a lot more compassion and a little bit more understanding. And since we've been performing that soundtrack across the United States, there have been a lot of people who have come forward and told us more stories about their own experience of their mothers or themselves or their wives or daughters. And it's been a really reciprocal project for us and one in which we get to gain more stories and tell more stories as we're going. So we're really proud and really, you know, thrilled to have been able to do something like that.
Well, it's been great to talk to you today. Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler, they are the Rough and Tumble, and they're on tour in Canada this April. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm John Hall, and this is the title track from their 2016 album, Pieces and Pieces. Thanks again, you guys, and safe travels.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Places I have to go out. and pieces. Nothing is lost when it is found again. Everything's found where it was lost. Everything's found where it was lost. Broken bone, piece me by piece then.